All right, this is Lucky Ladies, and we're recording on Wednesday, August 15th, and we're at Schoenwald Certified Supermarket, and it's at 1916 East 87th Street in Chicago, and this Lucky Lady show is for playback on Monday, August 20th. That's Monday, August 20th, and the time will be advised. Lucky Ladies, that is all.
She uses two fingers
instead
of the thumb.
Thumb.
She looks almost asleep.
Yes,
all right.
She goes at one.
Tell you what, if you are strong enough to hold her for the next 15 minutes, if she goes to sleep the next 15 minutes, I'll give you a couple silver dollars, huh?
I don't think she'll go to sleep.
I'd like to say hello to all you gals this afternoon who are sitting in with us. My name is Mal Belairs, and look who's back from vacation. And I'd like to thank Dick Becker very much for holding the fort for me the last week so that I could go out and sort of get to recognize my own children again. We had a marvelous time. Riverview and motorboats up on Lake Geneva and the Museum of Science and Industry and ball games, and it's nice to come back and relax. Boy, what a week that was. Anyway, to all of you, Lucky Ladies is in session again, and Thomas J. Webb, as usual, is inviting all of you to sit down and for the good of yourself and ourselves, enjoy a second cup of Thomas J. Webb coffee. Here is fine coffee. It is brewed, it is blended, it is roasted with you Midwesterners in mind, and we do hope that you'll try it out. This afternoon, we're in a beautiful new certified on the south side of the city. We're at 1916 East 87th Street. Mr. Ben Schoenwald is the owner. His wife, Rose Schoenwald, is the money manager. Now, that's a pretty good system. And Al Schulman is the meat manager. And it always does me a lot of good to come into a beautiful new store, especially when I heard that Mr. Schoenwald had a small store about a block down here, and he keeps growing and growing and growing. See, possibilities are unlimited. So, let's take off on Lucky Ladies. You know, with the political conventions being as important as they are, with our schedule sort of being razzled around, I think each day this week, I will try to get an opinion from one of you gals on political conventions. Now, look, I'm not trying to probe into your political views, but I would like to find out what you think of political conventions in general. Any one of you who'd like to give me a little sort of a something on political conventions and what they do to you? Who's been listening to them here on WBBM the last few days, huh? All right. Who are you now?
Ruth Oppenheim.
Mrs. Oppenheim?
Yes.
Give me your feeling about political conventions in general, will you?
I think they're exciting, interesting. I like to see the people. I like to see their dress. I like to hear the way they talk from all over the country.
It's nice having them right here in Chicago, too, isn't it?
Yes, and they seem to be enjoying themselves, so you don't even have to go downtown to look at them.
That's true. Would you like to be a part of a political convention sometime?
Perhaps.
Do you take part actively in politics in your community? Again, I'm not probing. I just
want to. I try to. I register, I vote, I talk about it. My husband and I both take an interest. We think that everyone should register and vote.
I agree, and I was hoping you'd say that. Is this your girl right down here?
Yes, my little girl.
She's the one with the pop pearls, isn't she? Hi. Those are the prettiest blue pop pearls I have seen in a long time.
And these are my old pop pearls.
The old ones? You mean you got some newer?
And these are those.
Oh, I see. Did you pop them together all by yourself? I think that is very nice. What's your name now?
Barbara.
Barbara, we wanted to say hello to you. We wanted to give you a silver dollar. This will keep you in pop pearls for months to come. And to your mother, how about a silver dollar, too?
Thank you very much.
We're going to make you a delegate to the next convention. How about that?
Well, if I qualify.
All right. There's a can of Thomas J. Webb coffee for you,
thank
too.
Thank you very much.
You can watch the conventions and listen to them right here on WBBM and keep yourself up on coffee, can't you? I would like to present a lady down here with a bouquet of flowers. We asked the question, you know, school is not too far away. And I said, we will give a bouquet of flowers to the lady who has the most children going back to school. Where'd she go? She's cruising around shopping. Has the lady with four youngsters going back to school come to Earth or settled somewhere? Well, tell her to hustle on over here, because with all the shoes she's got to buy, with all the skirts, with all the problems of a busy mother, we would like very much to present her with a bouquet of flowers. So as soon as she gets here, we will get to that. I'd like to know you in the meantime.
I'm Mrs. Geraldine Joswiak.
Who is this little Joswiak
this
down
is
here?
Deborah.
And you, is this your boy here,
no,
too?
No, that's my girlfriend, boyfriend,
see.
Michael.
What have you been doing so far this summer?
Oh, we were on a trip up Quebec, Canada. We came down to Pennsylvania. We had her with us. We were on a dairy farm for a week, which she enjoyed.
What a summer.
Yeah, it was very nice.
Give me an impression of Quebec, if you will.
Well, I was surprised about all the French. I mean, everyone speaks French. You know, you can't even hardly find anyone talk English. And even the gas stations and the motels, you know, everything is strictly French, which amazed me.
Did you learn something in French?
No, we didn't stay that long. We were just there 2 days. We went to St. Anne's Shrine over there, St. Anne's Feast Day.
Family could starve to death up there.
Yes, and, you know, and we couldn't find a motel. It was so crowded at the time, and couldn't find anyone who could show you where to go. In fact, we were outside the restaurant, and we were talking, and a car stopped, and they said, oh, you speak English. They said, we're so happy. We have to find a place. Says, well, we just came here, so we don't know any more than you do.
Isn't that interesting?
It was.
Thank you for taking us up to Canada. For all you folks who want to learn French, go on up to Canada. It's farther, not as far there as it is to go across the ocean. Here are $2 silver for you.
Thank you very much.
Buy yourself a French textbook, will you?
Yes, the next time.
Or a dairy farm for your girl. And here's Thomas J. Webb.
Thank you very much.
It's roasted right here in Chicago with you in mind.
Yes, Joyce.
Let all your neighbors know that that's real good coffee, too,
all
will
right,
you?
I
invite
will.
Them over. Thank you.
Now,
where's our lady with the four youngsters going back to school? Around here. Hi, Mrs.
Hanson.
Mrs. Hanson with the red hair. What are you, the ages of your youngsters now?
I have to think 17, 15, 12, and 10, and 9 months.
We got 5 all the way,
mm-hmm.
4 of them in school. Now,
right.
What will be your procedure from now until school starts? 17-year-old one about going to college, isn't
uh-huh. She's going into nurse training.
I see. Mm-hmm. What do you do clothing-wise in preparation for this? Do you just take them all out on one big fell swoop or what?
No, not necessarily. Of course, the girl going to school is busy home fixing her own clothes, marking them off. The school that's going to attend. And I don't know, it's just, I do it gradually. I don't
Who's
do it
Who's the 15-year-old one, though?
Boy.
Uh-huh. And the 12?
Boy.
And the...
10 is a girl.
You've got a very nice bracket established, too. Anyway, we would like to present you with this bouquet of flowers from Thomas J. Webb and the Allied Florists. You,
Thank
Mrs.
You.
Hanson, are the official back-to-school mother of the day here on Lucky Ladies. And to keep you up with all the neighbors and your youngsters, a can of Thomas J. Webb, the wake-up coffee. Will you enjoy it?
Thank you.
Best wishes
I'll
to you.
Have some and wake up.
Back to your shopping now.
Thank you very much.
Tom, will you pick us a lucky lady? Pick a number between number 38 and number 68. He's not.
Watch him dial.
All right, Bill, you do it. Number 42. Who's the lady with number 42 on the yellow slip of paper? We've officially made you a lucky lady now. Are you coming? You got it?
Yes.
Look at the silver dollars hit the floor. That's our French textbook going to town. What's
yeah,
your name?
My son's been holding it. Rachel Rottersman.
Rachel, are these your two boys?
No, this is my boy and this is his pal.
Well, isn't that nice? We've got a $5 merchandise certificate for you.
Well, how very nice.
As
Thank
a lucky
you.
Lady, you and your boy and his pal should now go around here and buy $5 worth of groceries right here at Schoenwald Certified on 87th Street with our best wishes.
Wonderful. Thank you very much.
Include some ice cream for the boys in that, will you?
Certainly will.
And here's your can of Thomas J. Webb.
Thank
the
you.
Finest coffee in the world. Pour yourself a lift, will you?
Thank you very much.
How you doing?
Fine.
You be sure you get to pick something out of that $5, won't you? What would you like best of all to eat right now?
I got a little diarrhea, so I don't know.
Well, now that's a problem for a man to consider. We'll give you a... Well, I hope you're going to be much better real soon.
All right.
If you aren't, we'll all
Let's
know about it.
I know what I
what?
Would like.
I'm scared to listen. What?
I forgot it.
If you think of it, you tell me.
Milk toast.
Milk toast is very good for a man with your condition. Thank you. See, you ask a question, you get an answer, boy. Well, you know, folks, I'm going to change the subject from that. When in doubt, go to a commercial. May I talk to you for just a moment about my favorite subject, Thomas J. Webb coffee? You've heard me talk about it before, but I feel very seriously that you owe it to yourself to explore a really fine brand of coffee. I think the secret of Thomas J. Webb is in 1. Blend and 2. Roast. Thomas J. Webb coffee is in the hands of one family, men who have spent all their lives working to build just the right kind of coffee for you folks who live here in the Midwest. There are controls in the roasting system so that every can of Thomas J. Webb is exactly like every other can. You'll never ever be disappointed. It'll never be mild one day, tough the next. Always perfect for you. I say pour yourself a lift. I say treat yourself to a really fine cup of coffee. The only way you'll ever know is to try it for yourself. And hey, when you're out buying Thomas J. Webb in your store, I hope you'll meet the lucky man. If you do, he will give you a $5 gift certificate, which is redeemable in groceries right there in the store where you're shopping, provided you have that very important can of Webb coffee with the groceries you're going to buy. So do be sure that there's always a can of Webb in your grocery basket when you shop, and I hope you meet the lucky man. I'd like to go down this way and talk to this lady standing right here with a happy sort of a smile. Who are you?
Kirk.
Mrs.
Rita Kirk.
Kirk. What have you been doing so far this summer?
Oh, not too much of anything going around with this.
There goes our bell.
Mrs. Kirk.
Yeah, go answer the phone quickly. Well, when that happens, you receive an Axon beanery, which is a very nice prize.
Nice.
You've heard us talk about it. It's the only electric beanery in the world. With fall coming, we're definitely going into the bean season.
Oh, that's for sure.
Cooks all foods in stoneware without attention, retains natural juices and vitamins. It's made by Naxon, the world's leader in portable washers and electric appliances. There
that's
you are.
Very nice.
Happy
Thank
days
you.
To you. You have some youngsters at your house?
Oh, yes, I have six.
You'll do very well cooking beans for them. Take home a can of Thomas J. to your hubby, will you?
Okay.
Give it a try. We promised to give a bouquet of flowers to the grandmother with the most grandchildren today, and a little lady raised her hand and said, I have several. How many?
23.
Isn't that something?
Ask me to name them, because I...
Oh, that'd be the wildest trick in the world.
Oh, wouldn't it, though?
I even forget my own youngsters' names from time to time.
I'd have to have my daughter help me.
23. Who's your daughter now? Is she right here? Hi, how are you?
Just fine.
Well, it's very nice that you both could be here. Will you give us an idea? You're how many children in your family now?
Well,
you have 10, and those 10 now have 23.
They're all married and have children, 23 in all.
I figure about 5 per child. We'd get up to around 50 for you without any problem at all. Think of all the birthday presents you'll have to consider.
Yeah.
May I hear your name?
Brooks.
Mrs. Brooks?
Sarah L. Brooks.
Mrs. Brooks, all
right. From Hampshire, Illinois.
Is that... Will you say hello to all the folks in Hampshire?
I sure will.
All right. Here's a bouquet of flowers for you from Thomas J. Webb and the Allied Florists. Will you and your daughter have a special dinner tonight? And you'll pour Thomas J. Webb the finest coffee.
Thank you. Sonny, I used that before you were born.
Well, I'll bet you did. Thank you very much for telling us all about it.
Years and years ago. Nothing but Thomas.
Nothing new to you then. To all you gals who've never tried it, I certainly hope you will. We asked you gals a question as you came in the store. How many medals and decorations were given during World War II to our men in the armed forces? The correct answer, 930,142. That's a lot of medals, isn't it? Number 39 came closest with a guess of 513,000. Who's number 39? The lady with the fire engine hat on. Maybe that brought you good luck. Did you borrow it from one of your youngsters?
Youngster.
I see. What's your name?
I'm Louise Wade.
Louise, congratulations to you for knowing about medals and things.
Thank you. That Here was just is a lucky guess.
A $25 lucky guess
that's
from Morris B. Sachs. 6638 South Halstead's
yes,
the closest store. Then hide yourself down, get a new dress for fall, will you?
I sure will. Thank
and have yourself
you.
A can of Thomas J. Webb coffee. You
Thank
better have
you.
Your nieces and aunts and uncles all come over and celebrate with you this afternoon.
I sure will.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.
To all you gals in our listening audience, we've certainly enjoyed meeting you, and we hope you'll join us again every day, right straight through the fall and winter, and have Thomas J. Webb coffee right on your shelf, won't you? Thanks to Ben Schoenwald at 1916 East 87th for inviting us out. And happy afternoon to all of you from Al Belairs and Thomas J. Webb. Bye now.